Avalanche Canada. First off, we're so dang lucky to have Avalanche Canada. They provide us with information and resources to help us make the best decisions we can to stay safe in the backcountry. Huge thanks to them. If you are riding in the States, check out avalanche.org or research and see if there's a smaller forecasting center in your area. For riding overseas, it will take some research into the region you are headed and digging to find available resources. Feel free to ask us and we can help you search out a good local resource. The White Heat's useful link page is a great resource for finding local forecasting information. If you don't have the Avalanche Canada app downloaded, I suggest you do it now. It's a free app that was updated this past year and is an easy-to-use resource for the daily Avalanche Bulletin. Note, if you have the app from 2018 or earlier, please delete it and re-download, as the old app does not have accurate information anymore. So what and where can we find information on Avalanche Canada? Let's start with the homepage. The above photo shows us what the homepage of avalanche.ca or the app looks like. If you click on the photo, it'll take you to the Avalanche Canada website. On the homepage, we will see our different forecast regions, example, Purcells, South Columbia's, North Columbia's, etc. If you're unsure what region you are in, simply zoom in on the map and the names of the towns and cities will start to appear. We can see the color coding of our danger ratings on the forecast region and can click on it for more information. We will also see blue dots on the homepage, which are Mountain Information Network reports, or MIN reports. We can click on these dots to read reports that have been submitted from others out in the backcountry. We'll dive deeper into MIN reports in the upcoming lessons. These icons on the homepage are weather stations. We can zoom in and click on them to get real-time temperatures, wind speed, and snowfall amounts. They're extremely helpful if we can find one that is relevant to the zone we are headed to. Take your time to navigate the homepage. There's tons of great resources under the Backcountry Resources and Learn tabs.